Well, everybody, welcome to another episode of Over Ask, presented by The Broke Agent, hosted by me. And now he's just a host now as well. So
I'm a host now.
He's taking over everything. But today, extremely special guest, Taya DiCarlo is in the building. I got jazz hands here. Taya, thank you so much. We are big fans of you. We think you run social media
to perfection
uh-huh. for real estate. We really do. And we're happy you're here. So for our listeners and viewers who may not know you, can you give us your elevator pitch? Who is Taya DiCarlo?
Oh, well, first off, thank you. I was telling some friends of mine that you guys asked me to be on your podcast and they're like, holy shit. So you guys have some fans out there. So if this makes me seem more legitimate, I will take it every time. But I am a realtor at Compass in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And I've been in the business working full time for the past 9 years, but started as an assistant before that. So I've been at this for a while, and social media is, I'm starting to have more fun with social media. And now like half of my business is coming from there. So it's been a wild ride.
Wow. Your story sounds similar to Eric's. Just you became a successful real estate agent.
And nothing like mine.
You both work at Compass. You both started as an assistant.
True, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pretty much spot on, but Taya's a successful real estate agent.
That's the main difference.
And you host a podcast with me. So, I mean, that's where you kind of differed.
Taya, what were you doing as an assistant? Were you writing contracts, doing showings? Were you a runner? What was your kind of day-to-day?
I was the right-hand gal to Cindy Ambule, who's now at Compass.
Okay.
So she's a top luxury realtor. I used to be at the agency. But I was her first ever assistant back in 2009, and I worked for her for almost 3 years, learned a lot about luxury real estate. And at the time I was also a TV host. So I, you know, came to Los Angeles like many do. You know, I call myself a recovering actor. And so after working for her for a few years, I actually was a TV host. And then, you know, as you know, cable became a thing of the past and the network shut down. And then I got back into real estate on my own in the South Bay. But when I was working with her, we were in Brentwood, Santa Monica, Palisades, those areas. So
got it.
And I did it all. I did marketing. I wrote contracts. I did showings. I basically was like a mini me of her.
What show were you host on?
I was host of Best of the Bay in San Francisco, which, was essentially like an Eye on LA. You know, it was on an NBC affiliate. And so, you know, there was one weekday episode and one weekend episode every single week in San Francisco. So when you turned on NBC and they're like, you know, here's what's happening at this new boutique in this area. And it was me there interviewing people. And I went to school for journalism. So, you know, I dabbled in that for a while, and it was definitely fun. Like, I enjoyed being on camera. So now in my realtor life, taking those on camera skills and applying it to social media has been not only like a creative outlet for me, but it feels more natural.
Yeah. I was going to say that makes so much sense now, like that it all, you know, you're so natural on camera and you do such a great job on social. So it all makes sense that you are a TV host.
Thank you.
It's awesome. We do want to get into the social media because, like we were saying, it's so good. I mean, you know, I do the same, you know, I do real estate content to get business as well, but I only have really, I just do real estate comedy. So some people think thank you. I appreciate it. But it's like, it's very niche and it can almost be, you can almost pigeonhole yourself. If you just do one thing, you have it all. You have great property tours. You're great educational videos, funny videos, personal videos. Eric and I were talking about it before you came on. Like, it's everything you would want in a realtor. And
thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you so many compliments today. It's really just like the perfect page, I would say, for a real estate agent to be successful on social media. So what was how did that come about? Like implementing your family, your personal life, education, like did you have a plan of what you wanted to do? or how'd that work?
That's a good question. Well, if you want to get a kick out of how I was when I started on my social media page, go to scroll at the bottom of my Instagram from like 2015, where, you know, I was putting like black and white filters on. I was insecure on camera, even though I had on camera experience back then. I wasn't enough as a realtor to speak and tell about things. And so if anything, I would say it's like reps in the gym. I've just been practicing and practicing and practicing for since 2015. And in the beginning, everybody on social media used to do just home tours and just show pictures of sexy houses, or they're being, you know, the people who are total posers and they're going in someone else's luxury listing and they're walking through it like it's theirs. Like that felt inauthentic to me. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to abandon my personal page and I'm just going to sprinkle in a little bit of who I am behind the scenes, whether it's me as a mom or me with my girlfriends or with my husband or whatever. And I'm going to put myself out there a little bit more. And my business coach was like, look, you need to sprinkle in the proof of success. Cause in the beginning, I wasn't doing that. I felt like it was braggadocious. I was like, I don't want to seem narcissistic. And so it wasn't until last year that I really found my voice. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a weekly show. It's going to be Taya's 2 cents. I'm going to start spending more money production. And so once I figured out once a week, I'm going to do Taya's 2 cents, and then I'm going to do proof of success. And then I'm going to sprinkle in personal stuff. It felt very real. And then people were relating to that. So then once you figure out, after you test it, you figure out what works and you're like, okay, this is engaging. But the other piece of the puzzle is I try and engage on other people's pages. Like I try to engage on like my clients, my sphere, and a huge source of my business has been other agents referring me business. So that's been a really interesting twist to this. And like this being on this call with you guys right now is like kind of surreal, because 2 years ago, I felt like, okay, where's my next deal coming from? Right? Kind of in panic mode. Not like confident and feeling like, okay, I know what I'm doing and I'm doing the social media, but nothing's happening. And so it wasn't until last year when I really scaled and I was like, I'm going to do the once a week show. I'm going to do the reels. I'm going to try and sprinkle in some more comedy, because that's who I am as well. Right? Like I'm the chick that doesn't mind showing up with my hair messy, with no makeup on camera. It's like, fuck it. Like the video I recently did that got over like 300,000 views where I'm like, let's go, move it. Blah, blah, blah. It's like that to me, like I'd rather surprise people with that. Because if they're thinking that I'm this blonde hair, blue eyed realtor in LA that is like, okay, is my makeup perfect? Is my hair perfect? And then I shock them with this, you know, poorly lit, shaky camera and me like screaming on camera, getting ugly. Like that's more relatable than someone trying to be perfect.
So. Which was the video that got 300,000 views? Was it the reel that you posted from buyers 2019 to yes. what they are now?
Yeah.
That was a hilarious video. Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
300,000 views is bananas.
Unreal.
It's wild. It's crazy. And like, and on TikTok, it got like 75,000, but it's funny, like between both social mediums, it's like, it's funny what hits and what doesn't, but that was yeah. by far my highest viewed Instagram video and people resharing it and relating to it. And it's very interesting, but this is the year that I feel like doing social media and actually selling houses. Cause you guys know, there are so many people out there who are posers. And like, this is really now the second year that I can say, wow, I'm doing social media, I'm having more fun, and I'm actually making money. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I always say is like, you know, you got 300,000 views on that video. I just said it on our last podcast, like go out and try and talk to 300,000 people. You know, it's crazy what social media can do. And you've had a couple that have kind of popped off on social on between Instagram and TikTok. Like it yeah. wasn't, you had another one on Instagram that was like 200,000, right?
Yeah. That one was, I pretended like I'm calling Karen.
Yeah.
Karen. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey Karen, like, you know, back in the day when you could write a lowball offer and, you know, listen, like it's a 24-hour responder. Like you got to practice right away.
The one that I loved was you with the cashier. Doing the
and that had nothing to do with real estate.
Oh, I love that to me, because I feel like everything you were just saying, I think you hit it the bang on. Before anyone wants to work with you, they need to like you. And yeah. you do such a good job of being likable. And you're not trying to be likable, you're just a likable person, and you showcase that. so well. And that video to me was like so perfect. I loved it so much. I showed my wife, I showed everyone. I didn't even know what that
did you guys
was.
Ever do that?
No, I don't know. I never heard of it in my life. I don't know what that is.
Well, you were in Canada. Do they not do like patty cake?
No, Nikki, my wife knew exactly. She's like, oh yeah, I used to do that too. I was like, oh great, fuck, I don't know. But I thought that was such a cool video, and it seemed to get really good traction and response for you.
On TikTok, it got 1 million views.
Insane. Jeez.
What type of content is getting the best interaction from you? Is it more real estate content? Is the personal, the humor?
You know, it's funny. In the beginning, I will say that people were kind of entertained by the roller skating stuff. Yeah. Like, and maybe I should throw in some golf to show them how bad I am at golf. but you know, people want, like you said, people want to know you. They want to know, like, if you're just out there giving real estate tips 24/7, they're like, all right, enough. Mm-hmm. Like even me as a realtor, I get totally sick of it. But if someone is learning a new skill and showing that they're not perfect at something, whether they're falling or trying or what, they're humbling themselves. I would say that the videos in the thing that were getting more traction were the non-real estate videos. Mm-hmm. But then I've been inspired by both of you with your videos where I'm like, huh, okay, well, maybe I'll do my own Taya spin, but it has to be based on truth, because if you're into comedy, like truth is always funnier than something that's contrived, right? Yeah. And that last video that I did was literally pulled from a real conversation. Like they were like, you know, we have to have a single family home and we have to have these things and it would be nice to have this and da da da. 3 months later, they're like, fuck it. We just, you know, a 2-bedroom condo for our 3 kids, you know, they can all share a room. It's totally fine. We just need to get in, la 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 la. And I'm like, guys, where's this coming from? They're like, we've had a come to Jesus. This is how it's going to be. Enough. I'm like, can I do a spoof off of this? And they're like, yeah, just don't mention our names. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's what you have to be careful with, is when you start doing those kind of the real funny, cause it's true, on real conversations you've had. Cause Eric and I have both had that happen where, you know, clients
that get mad at us or think that it's about them.
Yeah.
So we either have to blur out names or just make sure that whatever the context is, we wait until that deal is officially closed and everybody's happy, and then wait just like months afterwards until it's kosher to actually do something.
It's
like
a real science. Real science.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you do. I just love it. And you've totally inspired me. I want to get into more, you know, I love doing what I do, but I just want to explore things. It's cool. It's like, you know, when like a comedian does, like, I'm not saying I'm a comedian. I'm just saying.
You are a comedian. Acting.
No, but like.
Richard Pryor.
Thank you. No, Robin, I'm saying.
Williams, Matt Leonetti.
Yeah, right. But I think it's cool. Like when you see like a comedic actor go do like a horror film or something, you know, it's like cool to see them try something new.
Yeah, so the range.
I'm looking to try and like do some vlog stuff and just some more natural, not as like rehearsed and acted out shit. So yeah, it's cool. And probably still no education, because fuck, I don't want to do that. But your education videos though, everything you do is, it's just so, it pops. Everything pops. You're
aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, it's just so bright. And like you come to your page, and that's one thing that I think a lot of people overlook, including probably Eric and I guess that's not really our brand, but yeah, as soon as you get on your page, it's so aesthetically pleasing, like Eric said, and you kind of want to follow, you want to look at the content. So you do a great job there as well. Is that planned? Like, do you think about that when someone...
I used to be into that. I've been really forcing myself to not be so worried about how it looks. I mean, as far as the colors go, like I do try and just be my brand is like poppy and bold and bright. So I do try and stick with that. Like even the, you know, Minka, my new buyer's agent who joined my team, like she has a bright pink background and she's doing videos, and like, there's such power in that. You know, if you have like a lot of realtors who listen to your podcast, like I have had agents ask me for like the last year, hey, have you ever started a team? I want to be on your team, blah, 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 blah. I met Minka on TikTok. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
And she's a new agent. She's a beginner, but she started her, she's like, yeah, she's got Minka's Minute and she's doing these videos. And so like had me like totally enamored. I was like, wow, I like her. Like, look how well spoken she is. She sounds like she's talking about, she's consistent. She's posting on a consistent basis. And like, if someone's going to be on my team, I want I want them to feel confident in that as well. You know what I mean? Because it just goes hand in hand. If you're comfortable on camera, you can be comfortable in front of a client. But as far as like the aesthetic of my page goes, with Taya's Two Cents, we started out with just like the bright yellow background because I wanted it to stop people in their tracks and be like, oh, what is that? And now we're switching it up. And like other people start emulating what you're doing. And ripping off and duplicating and that sort of thing. So I've seen a lot of agents all of a sudden, like they're in front of a bold color, start doing some sort of educational video. And like, I'm completely flattered by that. The one thing that I really, I'm happy with that I'd love to pay forward to other people is in the beginning, my videos were not high production. They were like my iPhone, you know, I've got this, you know, Ring camera or Ring light here. I've got like my little studio set up and amateur. And it was my business coach that would look, you're selling fucking multi-million-dollar houses, the budget. Like, don't be cheap, find a videographer, have them edit it. And my videographer has a music guy who goes, you know, you need a theme song. It's like, okay. And he's like, find a song that you like. And I think it's Cool in the Gang. The song that goes, she's fresh, exciting.
Oh, you guys know that song? Sweet.
No?
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, thanks. It's like an 80s. And so he just did a rip off of that. And they came up with like the Taya's Two Cents song. And it's the little subtle things like that, that may not look like it's a big deal, but it just is part of your overall package of letting people know that you're professional, you're spending money on this. And if you're spending money on something, you're obviously making money and nobody wants to dine at an empty restaurant. So it's all part of the, you know, the strategy, the marketing strategy.
Yeah. It brings familiarity to your videos. Also, when you see that background and you hear that music, it's kind of like how Gary Vee has that sound, that kind of popping sound before each video. And it just kind of reminds you and you kind of understand what you're about to listen to, which is cool. So with those IGTV videos, Matt and I always talk about how sometimes when we do longer form content, it doesn't perform as well now as Reels. So have you noticed a decrease in engagement? Because I looked at your IGTVs and they seem to be doing really well engagement wise. But are you going to transition to doing primarily Reels? Are you going to stick with that once a week? Or what's your game plan?
So I think that my engagement's it's plateaued on IGTV. Like I think I'm stuck at like 1,000, something like that, 2,000 views. And people are sharing it and people are archiving it, but it's not like the short form where if it's a 30-second video, it's really easy for them to send to a friend and be like, look at this, you know? So I do have my short form content now that we've just kind of coined Taya Tells All, whether it's like a confessional, like there was one where I talked about the guy who answered the door naked.
That's a great one.
Like, fucking like, oh my God. And to this day, I retell the story and I'm like, wow, I was so naive. Like if I told my dad the story, he'd be so like, that was so dumb because I carried out the listing appointment. Who does that?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Fucked. Damn. I'm so like freaked out by people and I'm like a hypochondriac. So I'd be like, no, I'd be out.
It's a crazy story, but like those 30-second videos are engaging and they're easy to share. They're like consumable bite-sized content. So I am my videographer and I, and I'm sure you guys do, or at least I think you do, content bank where like you film maybe once or twice a month and just get all the videos you need, get them edited, get them set up. So then that way you can drip it out on a regular basis. And obviously I still do the like on a whim organic stuff, but every month I shoot, you know, 12 Taya Tells All and 4 Taya's Two Cents. So that way I, at the very least I have that.
That's smart. That's
also really smart. With the reels that you do, you put the captions, you know, throughout the entire reel, which is great for engagement because 80% of Instagram viewers watch it without the volume on. I just made that number up. I don't know if it's
80%. No, but it's, I think that's true. I think TikTok people do it volume, but Instagram people are more like scrolling and just looking.
Yeah. So like the way it's set up with your IGTVs, the background, everything, is this stuff that you learned just through your experience on social media, or did you take inspiration from anybody, or had it like, you're clearly studying this somehow because you're using, I think you're using the right hashtags. You're the way you're engaging with everybody on the platform, it all seems, I mean, organic, of course, but it's very strategic. And where are you drawing your inspiration from, and how is this happening?
Did you read the Broke Agent ebook?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Did you read my ebook? Did you hear me say this on a Clubhouse? What's going on here?
No, but I want now, because I'm blown away by your numbers. And I remember there was like a hot minute where correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like at some point, if even your account got hacked or something, or they like censored you on Instagram.
Oh yeah, I was making a fuss about just some community guideline posts. It looked I was shadow banned, but that I don't think I was actually shadow banned.
If that happened to me, I would be crushed. Because we work so hard to build this organic following. And that's something that, can we just put it out there right now? There are people out there who followers and buy their engagement. And,
oh yeah, pretty much more than not, yeah.
Right, and I've never done that because I know the platform will punish you, and then you have to crawl back and your engagement's going to be even lower than it was when you started. So I have never bought a follower. I've never bought engagement. I don't know. I mean, I think that now I lost track of the question because we got sidetracked.
I was just saying your engagement tactics, basically. I know you said you comment on other pages, but as far as formatting your reels, putting the captions on them, using the right hashtags, making your aesthetic perfect for IGTV, just your inspiration. Is there another account that you follow, or is this stuff that you kind of picked up along the way? Or you listen to Jason
Your TV background too.
Well, my coach is Jason Pantana.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We're having him on.
Oh, tomorrow. We're having on tomorrow.
Yeah, he's my coach.
Okay.
I know they don't usually like us to say that because then he gets all these phone calls and be like, I want to do what Taya does. And if Jason's telling her to do everything, you know, he's a great coach and has guided me in the right way. But as far as I will be the first to tell you, I'm way too controlling of my page that I do it all. I mean, I should be more efficient with my social media, but I literally think of the hashtags on the fly every single time. And I type them out myself. And I'm like, okay, this one, I hate it when people use hashtags when it's not relevant to the piece.
It hurts your content if you do that.
It totally hurts your content. So that's why I'm always like, okay, what's clever with this one? And if I talk about women in business, I should hashtag that. Like anything that auditory, the algorithm is picking up. Mm-hmm. And again, this has all been through trial and error. My Instagram reels have been directly inspired by Glenda Baker. Like I've been so inspired by her. In fact, I have like her TikTok fans came at me. On TikTok, they're like, you're totally ripping off of Glenda Baker. And I'm like, what a compliment. I'm going to text her and let her know you said that. Yeah. But my Taya's Two Cents, that was a like, you know, birthed, if you will, out of just a brainstorm session with him, with Jason, and with my previous videographer, where we were like, you know, it has to be catchy. It has to be short. And really, I think that a lot of this has come from my genuine interest in social media. Like, I feel like in order to be successful you on social media with your business, whether you're real estate or selling makeup or selling, I don't know, shoes, you have to have a genuine interest in it. You have to like be curious about how to engage with people, and thinking about the audience. So many people have DM'd me from Clubhouse or from wherever where they're just like, I'm not getting the engagement I want. And I'm so frustrated. My video only has this. And I'm like, well, you're focused on the wrong fucking thing. Like, it's not about you. It's about your audience. Like, give the people what they want, right? Like, if the people are coming to your page to laugh, give them something relatable that's funny. If the people are coming to your page because they want to learn something, well, then get straight to the point. You know, don't talk about yourself. Talk about them. Talk about how you can help. How can you solve a problem? And then every once in a while, sprinkle in your proof of success. It's like the jab, 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 right hook. Like, you really, I always come from a place of, okay, how can this help somebody else? Whether it's a Taya Tells All or Taya's Two Cents, how can it help somebody else? And then how can I make it easy to discover? That's the other thing, right? Like whether I put the title on the page and say like, let's talk about contract or making the caption really short or maybe making the caption long. I take way too much time to do that. And I'm now needing to outsource a lot of this because it's become really overwhelming. Because now it's working, Now it's fucking working where I have the business now. And now I walk into a listing appointment and I literally said, this would have never happened 3 years ago. Walk in, they're like, what's your fee? I'm like 6%. And they're like, okay. I'm like, fuck, why haven't I been doing this before? Like, what? Like, why have I been waiting so long? Like in the beginning of my career, I was like, well, I mean, I can discount, you know, like if I double ended, I can do this, you know, and the standard is like, no, bitch, I'm busy. Like I've got two kids. I'm like, I've been that is like missing because I'm working all the time. So it's like you, if you build it, they will come, but then you have to be ready to scale and make some pivots. And that's something that I've been doing from the get-go is create something, test, and then tweak it. And that's like, if you go to the bottom of my Instagram page, you can see those original videos are not impressive.
Taya's field of dreams. They're not impressive at all.
Yeah, exactly. You picked up on that.
Great movie. Fantastic movie.
Well, I know that movie. It's my favorite movie.
I bet. He's a huge baseball fan.
Yeah, huge baseball fan.
Yeah, that's
just repeat everything you say.
Yeah. Huge baseball fan. All right, you guys take care now.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
You go the distance. There's another line from it. There you go. Oh, remember that? Right. The go the
yeah. distance. I want to watch that. Actually, that yeah, thanks. Great. I'm gonna look. I think it's great on point. Disney. Yeah.
Kevin Costner throwing the ball around with his old man. That scene fantastic. every single time.
Gets you single cry. Tier.
I'm crying just thinking about it, actually. Yeah, just I know. Playing catch with your dad.
Yeah. Damn.
Hucking around the old pig skin, you know?
Yeah, sure. All right. Now you're getting anyway. Weird, but yeah, that's unreal. What, so we've been talking about like, you know, your Instagram, your TikTok, what do you think of Clubhouse? Are you still actively on it? Did you like it for what it was? Cause Eric and I, everyone's saying, you know, it might not be around in a year. We didn't care. We were like, okay, this is growing our other social platforms right now. We're meeting some cool people. Taya, we connected on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And Matt,
I love
and,
Clubhouse. Yes. I love it. It's double. I mean, between TikTok and Clubhouse has doubled my following in the last 12 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I just hit 10K or now I'm at 11,000 and I'm like, who are these people? And so many of them are from Clubhouse. And I think what's cool about Clubhouse is that you can speak. I feel more free to just speak my mind because it's not being recorded. At least, you know, hopefully no one's recording what I'm saying. But I mean, but I also feel like lately it's gotten a little stale. Like I was on there the other day.
Totally.
There's some douchebags who are just like pontificating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, guys, I don't care where you are and how special you are.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, bring me, again, it comes back to value. Like, bring me some value to opinion and why. Like, I was where someone made me a moderator and then some guys about how, you know, being a, if you're really attractive and real, you know, you can just get all the business. And if I were more good looking and da 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 da, I'm like, this fucker, like, look it. Like, you know, yes, being attractive obviously helps in any field. In any career, I do, as shallow as our society is, I think it is important. But at the end of the day, if you're not good at what you do and you're not delivering value, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. And I know some top producing agents, I mean, top of the food chain, who are ugly motherfuckers too. So, I mean, you just, you know, like it's, you know, if you work hard enough, you're good to go. I mean, that guy's just, he's just, you know.
What's his name?
Sad. Yeah, well, you gonna out him on Overask?
I mean, that's what I'm looking for. We got to make some news here.
Yeah, we need to.
Got to get a good clip.
Yeah. What does his name start with?
Rhymes with no.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We
no,
agree
I,
though that.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
No, you can go.
Okay, thanks. Right. We agree that the Clubhouse realm has definitely gotten a little stale. We see kind of the rooms, the repeat guests, the same speakers saying the same thing in each room. And Matt and I loved it at first because we could kind of just pop in and, you know, talk shit to each other, be funny, and then also provide a little bit of value. But now we're seeing that maybe it's just because society's opening up a little bit. We're not exactly sure, but they're implementing a monetization aspect to it where someone like you could be talking about Instagram hashtags or reels. And then I guess you could tip that person, which will be really cool. So like you could actually pay them. So it's possible this monetization feature actually kind of rejuvenates it a little bit, but I don't know. Right. I like the in-person stuff a little bit more. It's fun to see people's reactions, but that's awesome that your following has grown from Clubhouse. Yeah. And I think you're really good on it because we've been in a couple of rooms together too. And I think anytime we've had a back and forth, you provide so much value in everything you're saying about social media. I could see why that you've grown a lot, your Instagram, from it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I feel that sometimes people appreciate when other people maybe have an alternative, right? Like when it's just a big love fest and everyone's like, yeah, I totally agree. And yeah. It's like, okay, unpopular opinion. Has anyone considered this? It's like, let's get some diversity in the conversation. Yeah. Let's not ruffle someone's feathers on purpose, but like, let's not all just agree to disagree. Like let's have a more interesting conversation. And I think that's what gets people like to be the fly on the wall that's listening to this conversation. That's what I originally liked about Clubhouse, was if it's a controversial topic or people have a difference in opinion. Like one of the best rooms I was in the last couple months was one about escalation clauses. And this is where I feel like
sounds awful, but yeah.
Oh, it sounds awful, right? And so this
was the topic. My God.
So some guy goes, well, what's, you know, some woman goes, well, why are they seen as, and I did a Taya's Two Cents. I'm going to launch it, I think, today. But somebody goes, well, what's so bad about an escalation clause? And I was like, well, you know, it can be seen as a strong arm. And if you get multiple people with escalation clauses, they kind of, you know, void each other out. And this one guy chimes in, he goes, well, what's a strong arm? And I was like, hey, Jim, I was like, I think you know what a strong arm is. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I don't. And so I was like, it's a dick move. And he was like, the whole room just kind of like got silent. And I was like, is everybody still there?
There's one person flashing their mic in the corner, one moderator.
And I'm like, I either got people to unfollow me right there or a ton of people to follow me. But either way, I was like, I don't care. I was like, it can be seen as a dick move. Like, you have to finesse it. If you're going to do an escalation clause, it's got to be done in a special way. And, but I appreciate conversations like that. Like, I don't like going in. And I also like to go in other rooms that are not real estate related on Clubhouse, because you do meet really interesting people, and you can't just be in it for how can I get a sale? How can I get a lead? How can I get a conversation? It's like, no, let's go look for quality engagement. Let's go look to socialize. Like, social media has the word social in it. So many people forget about that. They think it's just like, okay, set it, forget it. Like, let's just press the button and go, or let me outsource this to somebody else. It doesn't work that way. And both of you guys are perfect examples of that, having your pages where you are responding to the DMs. I'm not getting some robot that's like, you know, thanks for coming to the Broke Agents page.
I need to implement that.
Yeah, he needs to do that.
Getting out of hand.
No, I totally agree though with the Clubhouse. Like, there's a lot of bullshit. Like, what are you grateful for today? And it's like, holy shit, God, there's
the worst.
There's 75 moderators here. This is going to take up the whole fucking room the whole time. So like, you know, I don't care what, you know, I totally agree. Get into like a conversation. I don't want to listen to 25 moderators say what they're grateful for and then have them say, oh, we've run out of time. And then, you know, do it again. Get into the nitty gritty.
The way people pontificate, that's the perfect description. And it's kind of like how all these apps kind of go through this. Instagram 5 or 6 years ago was all real estate agents posting motivational quotes, pictures in front of their cars, property photos. And that's definitely changed now, because everyone knows now that's way too cliche. And Clubhouse is completely oversaturated with kind of fake motivational Gary V, Tom Ferry copycats that think, oh my God, I'm on a stage right now. I get to act like I'm one of these people. So when anyone comes in the conversation with some sort of authenticity or humor or curses or says strong arming's like being a dick, that like is refreshing to people. So I'm sure that's why you're popping off with a bunch of followers from it, just because all these apps kind of go through this, where it's all going in one direction. And the second a couple people just start being funny on it and don't take it seriously, that's who actually attracts the people, I think.
I think so too. And I'm interested to see what happens with TikTok, because TikTok's had a really interesting shift in demographic. It's matured.
Absolutely.
And you know, I said to someone recently, I was like, wow, I got trolled for the first time super hard on TikTok. And now it's happening all the time and I'm totally fine with it. But people are like, oh yeah, kids are so mean. And I'm like, no, it's Sharon in Arkansas, who's like, you know, 65 years old telling me I look old. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Or like, it's so-and-so just saying like realtors are the scum of the earth. Like, you know, Billy in, you know, who, wherever he is, and like Utah is telling me that my job's going to become obsolete because of Zillow, and like the crazy.
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
I don't know.
Tan, did we lose you? This is the first on-air.
First technical difficulty. She was crushing, too. She was in the middle of a perfect sentence.
I really want to know what's happening.
I know. Look at it, the way her face is emoting also. It's like she's just about to drop a massive.
Like a Yoda. Like a Yoda. Here. Yeah, like a Yoda moment we're about to have. Oh, here she comes in.
Thank God.
She's back.
I don't know what happened.
You were just like you had such a good thing going.
I know.
You were like this. You were literally like about to drop such a bomb. You were like this, ready to drop it.
Well, now I'm on handheld. Is that okay with you guys?
Oh yeah,
it's fine.
It's good.
Okay. No, but I was just saying about TikTok. You're like, and then what happened? And then I saw you guys were both like this. Anyway, no, I was just saying that on TikTok, I have a video that I'm about to put out where it's more of it's a risk. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm going to test it, where I have these 30-second videos. One of them is dedicated to my haters, where I basically say, you know, hey, haters, you know, I'm new to the platform and I'm here, you know, I know about your trolling ways, you know, big boy 169, you know, whatever, you're
That's
anonymous.
Me, what if that was me?
I know. Oh, right. I'd be like, everywhere.
Yeah. Just constantly trolling you.
Oh my God. If you are, stop it.
This episode is going to be called Big Boy 169.
Yeah.
But
that's
anyways,
a good idea.
I'm like trying to pop.
That's a good idea,
I mean,
though.
I'm gonna put this. Should I go sideways like that?
Sure.
Perfect.
That better. Okay.
So Taya, when we messaged you to do this podcast, you said, oh, thank God, I need some, like, I need a change of pace. Basically, you said that you were burnt out. Was this from real estate specifically, or is it content? Do you ever get stuck with ideas? You don't know what to post? Because I know a lot of real estate agents get frustrated when they see other people that are crushing it on social, being like, how do you have time to do this? And how do you come up with all these ideas? So do you ever get burnt out where you can't come up with anything?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes,
but that's good. No, you just said you banked a lot of content too, so you can always fall back on that, right?
Yeah. So like we already did like the episodes I have coming out are on canceling form of.
You're breaking up again a bit.
One of them is about. I am.
A little
fuck
bit.
This fucking shit. You gonna keep that in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold
Absolutely.
On.
We might call this episode "Fuck This Fucking Shit." Now. Hey, big boy 169. Fuck this fucking shit.
Wait, this is gonna be the most entertaining podcast episode ever because now I'm taking you in my house.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're gonna come downstairs where the Wi-Fi is stronger. Maybe you'll meet my son.
Awesome.
I have to come down here, guys. Sorry. This is my life.
He's a little golfer too, isn't he? I think I've seen some videos.
Oh my God,
him.
He's a great
swing
golfer.
In the club.
Awesome. Oh yeah, he's extremely talented.
A young
anywho,
Eric, if you will.
Yeah, you want to hang out with Uncle Eric?
Uncle Eric.
Uncle Eric.
Yeah.
I'll teach him how to snap hook at 50 yards out of bounds.
Let me put this on here. Hold on. I'm sorry that
that's a golf
our call's taken a turn like this. Is the reception better?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Okay, good. Anyway, as I was saying,
what are you building?
Yeah, I was just gonna say you're building
something.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I have
a drawer. Like you're twisting
you
a wrench
or IKEA.
One of my,
yeah,
I have you on a like one of those. I'm killing you guys right now. You're like, thanks a lot, Taya. So much for her being like technologically savvy and all.
We
this
stopped
bullshit.
Recording 10 minutes ago anyway. It's okay.
I'm sorry. but no, with TikTok, I'm and with getting writer's block, really. I really, whenever I have writer's block, I go out there and I consume content. So whether that's going on TikTok and finding out what song is trending, maybe there's an effect on TikTok that people are using that's hot right now. Like that usually gets like my creative juices flowing. But when it comes to real estate stuff, it's endless. There's endless content with that. I mean, we've all had nightmare escrows. We've all had nightmare clients. There's always like kind of like a horror story to tell or a success story. Those are really fun. I've done that a lot with my clients, whenever I represent a buyer, like doing a fun reel at the end for like the key ceremony, like trying to make it, you know, more about them and celebratory than, hey, just sold, you know, for this much. It's like, why don't we have a fun song and do like some cool editing and make it like this fun music video sort of thing. But I get writer's block a lot. And at the same time, I feel like if you take the time to sit down and brainstorm, that's what it comes down to. It's like, you just need to take the time to sit and write down all your ideas. The same thing for like, you know, comedy or for anything else. Like if you're not going to put the time in and actually like get all your thoughts out on a piece of paper, you're going to feel blocked every time.
Yeah.
Consuming content.
Go on, Eric. Holy.
Well, I was elaborating on what you were saying.
I was going to swear. I didn't want young Eric to hear. So.
Yes, exactly. Is his name Eric? Your son?
No, his name's Giovanni.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah, there's no chance he'd be Eric.
it's a great name. Giovanni's a great name too.
Giovanni DiCarlo, that is a power name.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Congratulations. Oh. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you. She's cleared back. A call. I'm here.
Oh, I was going to say. She's like, thanks. Peace.
What I was going to say is consuming content when you can't come up with ideas is the number one thing that I do. And it's so useful because whenever I'm sitting there and I have writer's block and I'm like, what the hell do I post today? I go through all the meme pages. I look at real estate Facebook pages. I look at submissions. And that's such a great way to kind of jog your mind. And just like you said, looking at the filters and the trending songs and everything on TikTok and Instagram reels, if anyone's listening to this and can't think of what to do, go to Taya's page. You could get ideas from her. Go to other real estate agents, look at certain hashtags, and you're going to get a ton of ideas right there. You'll get 10, 15 post ideas just from one session of that. So I think that's really good advice by you.
Well, and there's something I want to add to that is that if you're not used to TikTok and you're only on Instagram, Instagram's now incorporated what everyone's been doing on TikTok for a while now with stitching. Mm-hmm. So I just cleared you guys.
Where it's okay.
You?
We can still hear you.
Okay, good.
Most people just listen anyway.
but where you stitch, right? Where so like if Eric, if you have a funny video, I can go in there and I can stitch one of your reels and put my own spin on it. Mm-hmm. It's a scary thing to do to make your videos stitchable because someone could totally be making fun of you or mocking you, or you don't know what they're going to do with your content and it can create a life of its own. But that's kind of the risk you take when you put yourself out there on social media. So I haven't seen a lot of people do that on Instagram yet.
Neither have I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah. So on Reels, you can actually, like, if you had a reel, like, let's just say you had a short form of like your Drake video.
Yeah.
You know, and I could stitch that and I could be like, yeah, well, mine is for, you know, Katy Perry. I want to be your realtor and here's why, right? Like, you know, I mean, I could come up with any and like have, you know, like her music playing in the background or whatever it is, but you know, like forget Drake. What about this person? Yeah. Or I stitch it and I'm like, no, Drake, you want me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, here's why.
I mean, mustached freak.
You guys should start stitching each other's videos. I feel like that actually would be, that would be really funny.
That'd be funny. Well, all he does, all Eric does is just, he scrolls down my page and memes out my videos. So.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do. But Matt, another example, that's what I did with that hot girl in the bathing suit. Remember that video I did where it's her dancing and then I cut in and then I show my apartment? That's exactly what it is. So it gets your attention of something funny and then my mug just popped in right there.
Yeah, but and then there
that's a
left.
Great strategy.
The engagement dropped immediately, but yeah. It was
good. I mean, one of my most engaging videos actually. So.
And the model commented on about. It. The model.
Yes. Did she really?
Gabriella. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I feel God. Like, cool. I feel like we have a little thing going on now.
Yeah, and I think she just thought you were a creep, but that's
cool. I think that's true. That's real awesome, estate though. Agent just showing his shitty apartment from her video.
No, but I totally I totally agree with everything. This has been really informative. I think people are really going to get a lot of tips from you because you're really doing the damn thing.
Tips with Taya.
Yeah. Tips.
Thank you.
Taya's tips.
Taya's tips. Tips from Taya. We have a segment we want. No, you had one on called Just the Tip on.
On which one?
On Broke News Network. Didn't you have Just the Tip?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That didn't go anywhere.
No, but I mean, I think, you know, it's awesome to see your success now and you're getting business from Instagram and it looks awesome and all that. But as well, you know, there's preparation that goes into it. It's not like you're just going to get your iPhone one day and not have a script or not have anything planned out and, you know, get something done. So that's my psycho dog. That's all
okay.
I have
three in my house right now.
Three dogs?
One of them's our babysitters, and I'm praying that no one comes to the front door right now, because if they do, it's going to be like
mayhem.
Oh my God. So don't worry. Have you beat?
Yeah, but no, it was so awesome. Eric, do you want to take this? Because my dog's really, really losing it.
Sure. It was great. It was great having you. We had a great time. No, that's not how I conclude things. We had a great time. You did a fantastic job. You gave great advice. And where can the people follow you?
They can follow me.
Let's get those numbers up.
Thank you. They can follow me on Instagram at Taya DiCarlo. They can follow me on TikTok at Taya DiCarlo. And this will be a conversation for another time, but I'm trying to provide more content on YouTube as well.
Nice.
We got to have you on again to talk about that.
Yeah.
That'll be a whole other conversation, but I admire both of you. I think people really underestimate how much work goes into maintaining a social media presence like you guys both have. And I'm so flattered and honored that you even asked me to be on your podcast. Cause I think that, you know, I think people really, take it for granted and that this really is hard work. And it's once you create this beast, it, you know, has a life of its own and then you have to maintain it. And it's a lot of work in addition to just, you know, running a real estate practice. So really happy to be on with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Taya. You're the best. Thank you. Going to have you back on again once you launch some YouTube shit. And yeah, it's fantastic having you.
Thanks for having me. Bye, you guys.
See ya.
Bye. Keep recording, Matt.
Okay.
I just want people to know that the conclusion that I just did right there was purposefully bad. When you said, Eric, take this. And I said, Taya, that was good. That was fun. That was purposefully bad the way I was saying that. Just in case anybody didn't pick up the sarcasm there.
Well, folks, I'm so sorry that he had to even state that. And that was just...
Remember you were like, Eric, the dog's barking. Can you take this? And I was like,
I know.
And I was like, yeah, I'll take this, but I'm going to butcher it purposefully.
People just think you couldn't talk anymore? You think that's what...
Well, I mean, the goal was to be ironic about it. So I just want people to know that. That's
idiotic.
Smoother. No,
like idiotic. I think it was
smart, actually.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that was great.
That was great.
We should do this little recap afterwards.
Yeah. Just recap. That was good. Okay. We'll see ya.
No, but she dropped so much knowledge.
It
was like she was speaking from my brain too about
some
just
of the shit I know.
The engagement tactics, you know, looking at other people's content, you know, how hard it is to run like a social media machine. Just everything she said just completely resonated. So,
yeah, she kills it. I really think she's got like the perfect social page. Like she does it all. Yeah, for a realtor, it's awesome.
I wonder what she's doing on YouTube. She's probably doing shorts now.
She should.
Which we should be doing.
She could do just, you know, well, I did one, but I told you it's broken, but
that's right.
I'm going to try another. We'll see.
YouTube shut down when you posted it.
Yeah, it was weird. YouTube shorted.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So, yeah. Well, that was a great episode.
It was great to hear Taya's two cents.
Yeah. It was. All right.
You gonna do your conclusion?
I just closed the laptop. Yeah, well, folks, it's great having you for another one. We got some fantastic guests coming up. So
Jason Pantana, Taya's coach that she was just talking about, he's on next
on the program.
So if you're not liking this and subscribing to this, you're an idiot.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, leave some comments. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Just do the damn thing. And then if you want to be on the podcast, think of something better than some of the shit we're getting. We don't want to hear about escalation clauses in fucking the greater fucking area of Arkansas or some shit. You know, we want the juicy stuff. So like things right. like, hey, someone answer the phone naked or answer the door naked, like Taya's stories and stuff. Literally, if you have some
Taya's tales, you mean?
Taya's tales. Yeah.
She's got alliteration everywhere.
She kills it. I mean, it makes so much. I didn't know she was a TV host.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think I remember saying that on a Clubhouse. And I mean, when I met her, because I met her at a Tom Ferry conference a couple years ago.
Yeah.
She did exude this like energy and charisma that was palpable.
Yeah. She can definitely overtake a, you know, she takes over a room. You can tell, you know, she's a big personality, which is a great asset in real estate. But yeah, if you want to be on the podcast or you know someone who'd want to be on the podcast, let us know. But, you know, you see, you know, we're thinking some top tiers. So
top producers.
And then if you have any
sponsors, you have to have at least 10,000 followers to be on the podcast.
Yeah, we've had some exceptions, but that's just because Byron Lazine's the most educational person of all time.
Exactly.
He's the most knowledgeable real estate person I've ever met in my life. I'm not joking.
You'd think with all that knowledge, he'd be able to pop over 10K.
He will soon, you know? With his reel. His reels are funny.
They are.
Because they're so like not what he does.
They're so not funny that they're funny. It's anti-humor. It's great. So,
I think he's the only one under 10K. And Jill, but Jill's awesome.
Yeah, Jill's great.
That we've had on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so 10K, it's soon going to be risen to 15K. Yeah.
It's an escalation clause of followers.
Yeah, and blue check is preferred.
Almost required.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, that does it for another episode of Over Ask. Y'all take care now.